you just got to have another cigarette.
New Country Z100, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Well, we're going to tell you how not to smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette with our friends from the Jackson County Health Department. Angie McKeel in the studio. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
And I've got Michelle McLernan. Hello there, miss.
Good morning.
Well, I tell you what, it's a fun, happy little song right there, but it speaks volumes for folks who are trying to quit. And it's like, it's hard because this is such an addictive thing. Nicotine is addictive. And you know what, Michelle? What are some of the stats of people who are going into this? And maybe you could share some information, like how difficult is it to stop smoking?
Well, it's actually, because it's an addiction, it's a really challenging thing for people. And you mentioned earlier that it takes about 7 times on average for people to be able to successfully quit. And one of the things that we encourage people to do is to keep trying. Don't feel like you failed. It just means you get another opportunity to go again. And we have many opportunities, many support systems out in the community to help people do that.
You know, I was going to ask you about a few of these ways that people are stopping the habit of cigarette smoking. What, and any of you can answer this, what seems to be working the best? Is it just go cold turkey, or is it like, I got to have the patch, or?
Do you know, it is a very individual thing, so I don't know that there's one way. Some people can successfully do it going cold turkey. Some people need some of the nicotine replacement therapy like the patch, and they just have to find out what works for them. Some of them need something in their life that encourages them. They might have a new baby, or somebody got sick, and somebody may have died as a result of it, so there's different inspirations.
Well, I'll tell you what, back in the day, and I'm going to tell on my mom and dad, but back in the 50s, it was like, boy, after a fancy meal out at the country club, I'm going to light up a Winston because, you know, that was just what you did. But then my sister come along and it was like, boom, done. And you're right. Sometimes it takes looking at life as a whole and the changes that are coming up. It's like my dad said, well, I'm going to be here, you know, to walk her down the aisle. There may be similar dads listening right now. You got a baby on the way. It's like, I want to be here to walk this gal down the aisle for her wedding day. That's motivation right there. But with the Jackson County Health Department, Angie, maybe you could talk about it. Like, are you guys tied in with the Illinois Quit Line and stuff like that?
Yeah, there is an Illinois Quit Line. You can call 1-866-QUIT-YES, or the numbers are 1-866-784-8937. And they can, there is counselors there, and they can even offer free patches if you participate in the counseling through the Quit Line. They also have a website, www.quityes.org, that you can access through the internet. And we also have a class coming up at the health department running in April. It's a free class on Monday evenings. You can just call to register at the health department. Our number there, 684-3143, to register for our class on Monday evenings. It is a free class. And we do have, we've been working with the kids over at the Boys and Girls Club in Carbondale. They're working on a smoke-free parks initiative that'll be happening on March 29th. It's at the Long Branch Cafe. The kids will be doing a community forum on trying to get the parks in Carbondale smoke-free. And that'll be happening at the Long Branch Cafe in the back room there. They'll have a community forum on March 29th from 6 to 8 p.m.
So a lot of things going on all over.
A lot of things going on, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. It's one of these things where it might take you some motivation to get in here. How important is it? Let's say somebody's listening right now. They're a smoker, but their significant other isn't. Or, I don't know, maybe you're a kid and your mom and dad have smoked and you want to see them stop. What are some tools like they can use, you know, to do this?
So one of the best things that people have to remember is this is an addiction. So oftentimes people are smoking, it looks like they're choosing this, but they actually have to. Yeah. They're drawn by the nicotine to come in. So the best thing that family and other supporting members can do is try to be non-judgmental and encouraging and tell them that they matter. And that they're worried for them, not so much that they're judging what they're doing. I think smokers take a hard hit, no pun intended,
from
the community and from some of their loved ones about what they're doing. And again, it's now past the choice, and now it's an addictive state, so they just need support.
What I've done is put a link up on our Z100 Facebook. If you're looking to quit or you know somebody who is ready, Make sure to share this with them. It is the Illinois Tobacco Quit Line. And once again, there are free resources if you're eligible here. You take part in a program and it's like you might be able to get, you know, some patches at no cost. Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful right there. So find out more and then get in touch. If you're in Carbondale, Murfreesboro, anywhere in Jackson County, get in touch with the Jackson County Health Department and talk to Angie and Michelle or anybody. And we just want you happy, healthy, able to walk your daughter down the aisle, take that first dance, life stuff. And plus, you save a lot of money, too, when you quit.
Yep.
I just want to throw that out there. I mean, what's a pack of cigarettes now, like $7 to gas station?
About that.
Whoa. Yeah. Let's just do the math. I'm going to do the math real quick. Let's say, hang on, I want to get to my calculator. This is, besides my flashlight on my phone, this is the most used app on my phone, the calculator. $7. Let's say you do a pack a day. Okay, let's say there's 30 days in a month. Ooh, that's $210. Okay, so there's 12 months in a year. That's $2,520.
That's a huge amount. That doesn't even cost include the cost of the doctor that you're going to end up seeing and the medical expenses that you'll have.
I'm looking at $2,500. I'm thinking about a week down at Panama City Beach, you know, in a condo on the ocean. All right, so think about it. And then if you're interested, the quit line is open. The link is up on our Facebook.
We are here to help.
Hey, Jackson County Health Department. Thank you, Angie and Michelle. Appreciate it.